Good evening and welcome to this service of worship here at Greystone Baptist Church. As always, we are glad that you are here. Just a few notes, especially for those of you who might be visiting with us this weekend. If you do happen to be looking for restrooms, we do have them out in the hallway on each side. I feel like an airplane attendant. But the male is to my right, your left, and the female is to my left, your right. Also, if you would please use this as a reminder to silence your cell phone so that we do not have any issues with that during the service. And lastly, do remember that this is a service of worship, and as such, we ask that you hold all celebratory moments, read applause, until the end of the service. We are journeying toward Advent, continuing this journey towards the major through Advent. And as such, there are a couple other things we want you to remember. We continue to meet at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning for worship during this season. And in addition to that, next Sunday night at 6:30, there will be a service of hope and remembrance, recognizing that for many, the holiday season carries mixed emotions of many varieties. And on Christmas Eve, in 2 weeks, there will be a family-friendly Christmas Eve service at 6:30. And now let us enjoy this telling of the Christmas story through music put on by these wonderful musicians.
Thank you. People, look east. Love, the Lord, is on the way. Centuries ago, God's people Israel longed to hear these words. There was a world without a Messiah, without hope, without peace. History tells us that for 400 years preceding the birth of Jesus, there was no record that God had spoken to his people. For 400 years, all they had known was the rule of foreign kings, the oppression of evil empires, and a God they could not hear. Where was Jehovah? Where was the promised Messiah? Isaiah had prophesied that a royal ruler would appear. A child will be born to us. Yet, even as the godly yearned in despair, God was soon to fulfill the promise. God had a glorious surprise for the world, one that Israel might have guessed if they had listened from the heart to those poetic words.
There is a yearning in hearts weighed down by ancient grief and centuries of sorrow. There is a yearning in hearts that in the darkness hide and in the shades of death abide, a yearning for tomorrow.
He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created. His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness can never extinguish. Coming into the world. Be born to us, a son will be given, and the government will rest on his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all.
To us a son will be given, unto us a child.
Gabriel was sent from God to a virgin, pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." When Mary saw the angel, she was confused, because she did not understand what the angel meant. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." He will be very great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end.
Wings as swift as snow, his eyes.
how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant with the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man, did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." By Caesar Augustus, that a census be taken for the entire Roman Empire. Everyone returned to his own city to be counted. Because Joseph was a descendant of David, he traveled along with his fiancée Mary from Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. While they were there, time came for the baby to be born. Mary gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in cloth, placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So the Word became flesh and made his home among us. That same night, in the fields nearby, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in Bethlehem, the city of David, Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those who are good."
the little story of a young boy, 7 years old, attempting to go to sleep upstairs in his home. But there was a thunderstorm outside, and he was afraid. After one particular clap of thunder, he called down to his dad and he said, "Dad, I'm afraid. Come up here." His father, seeking to teach him something about self-sustainability, said, "Son, God is with you and all will be okay." For about 3 minutes, he was okay. And then another loud clap of thunder and lightning shining through the windows. And the little boy said, "Dad, I need for you to come up here. I'm afraid." And his father said again, "Son, you're okay. God is with you. You'll be just fine." And the little boy thought for a minute and he said, "Dad, I need for you to come up here. I need somebody with skin on." Evidently, we all needed somebody with skin on. Tonight, this entire wonderful, beautiful music presentation is once again presenting all of us with this most fantastic story of God come down to earth. That somehow God manifested God's self in the form of a tiny baby, and that that baby came to earth, was trusted and entrusted to the hands and to the care of people just like you and me. That God showed tremendous vulnerability in allowing us to care for God while God, in fact, was caring for us. And so once again, we are faced with the dilemma of Christmas. Is this story true? Is it possible that somehow the God of the universe, the God of all creation, came in the form of a human person? This is what all of us have wrestled with since we first heard this story. In fact, the great author and brilliant writer C.S. Lewis spoke about this when he said, "For the first part of my life, I wondered about this whole notion of God, and especially God come to reside with us in the person of Jesus. I wanted to know the ultimate in the most personal of ways. But," he said, "in the first portion of my life, I feared that the story was not true. I desired it, but I feared this was not, in fact, the truth." But he said, "In the second half of my life, just the opposite occurred. The more I learned about the person of Jesus, the more I understood about the nature of God, I began to believe that this was in fact the truth, and now I feared that I must accept this truth." This is the dilemma of Christmas, is it not? That if in fact God has gathered God's self into such a fashion as to come and be with us, that what we know and what we sing about and what we hear is in fact the truth, that God so loved the world that this only Son came to be with us, that here in this human form we have a person that we not only can emulate, but one that we can worship and that we call Lord of our life, and that we can begin to grapple, as the song says, with the hopes and fears of all the years. Certainly on that night when Christ was born, it raised the fears of many and it quelled the hopes of some, but it raised the hopes of so many others. And so the shepherds sing the story, and those simple people who gathered felt the warmth in their hearts. And even those who were considered wise came to bring their gifts. For here now in this human form comes all the truth the world has ever known. And it rests now with each of us to treasure and to gather in and to continue to wrestle with what it means to say that God has come in the form of Jesus. Can we pray? Lord, this story has passed the test of time, we are still drawn to it with a tenderness and with a gravity that enables us to deal with the most difficult parts of our lives. We are able to celebrate and to give ourselves in ways that we have not known because of this story, and we are still puzzled by it, and we still lack understanding. And so tonight, we pray that we might embrace this beloved community, that we would embrace those saints who sit around us with skin on, that we would know that you rest here within us and among us. And for that, we are grateful. And we pray that we would continue to live out of the hope and the faith that comes from knowing that you love us this deeply, that you believe in us this much, and that we are privileged to join you in this work. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Born in Bethlehem during the reign of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." King Herod heard this. He was disturbed, all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written: You, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and asked them for the exact time the star. He had sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and carefully search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may also go and worship him." After meeting with the king, the wise men continued their journey. They followed the star they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. And so the Word became flesh and made his home among us. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him, accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth, resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. And this is good news, not just for lowly shepherds on an ancient hillside, but for us today, the promise of God, known in Christ Jesus, can be even ours tonight.